Chapter 3. Sailors. John Paul Jones and Stephen Decatur. "Did you know? I have not yet begun to fight," were the words of John Paul Jones to a British captain who assumed that the outgunned Jones would surrender his sinking ship. Horatio Nelson, the hero of Trafalgar, called Stephen Decatur's burning of the Philadelphia the most bold and daring act of the age. There is something beautiful in the danger of the ocean, a song that men throughout history have found hard to resist. Americans have long been attracted to the sea, from Columbus and Sir Walter Raleigh to those commoners who, on their own blood and hook, took the chance to sail to the New World and start over on the Susan Constant and the Mayflower. The United States was built on the backs of those who were willing to risk all on the open ocean. Perhaps it is fitting, then, that two of her greatest heroes were sailors. John Paul Jones and Stephen Decatur were at one time etched in the pantheon of American heroes. Their lives and deeds still deserve our attention. Indomitable Captain. No American sailor reached the height of fame that John Paul Jones attained. John Paul, he assumed the Jones only later, was born in Scotland in 1747. His father was a gardener for a well-respected landowner in the parish of Kirkbean. Jones was the fifth child of seven in the family, but because his younger two siblings died in infancy, he was considered the youngest for most of his childhood. As a young man, Jones would launch his imaginary fairy frigate on the waters around Kirkbean and give commands to his unseen crew. The sea was already calling. He received a brief formal education at the local parish school in Kirkbean, and at 12...